Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From Washington, D.C.
Hello everyone, today is June 29th, 2013. I was talking, not knowing I'm on mute. Anyways, out of courtesy for the ones that are joining us, we are going to start breathing together in a few seconds. So make yourselves comfortable, and shortly we are going to start. I'm going to allow questions and answers right now till more people log in. We don't have all people yet. Okay, any questions, anybody related to today?
I'm going to allow questions and answers right now till more people log in.
Can I ask if people aren't actually speaking that they mute themselves?
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to mute everybody in a few minutes. But now I am allowing questions and answers till everybody or 90% of people join us who have signed already. So we are in question mode area, and I probably am going to wait a few more seconds to see if there is any questions. Okay, let's start breathing together, please. Make yourselves comfortable in preparation for class four. After we breathe together for a few minutes, in which I'll be transmitting energy towards you guys, I'm going to briefly go through class number three, the previous class on January 12th this year, kind of set the mode for class four. So let's inhale together, please. Inhaling slowly and stretch the time of inhalation. Just make yourselves comfortable. Inhaling slowly and be on receiving mode. We have a lot of people joining us. So as you inhale, welcome. Everyone else, we have people from Hong Kong, Australia, England, different states in the United States, some from Middle East, India. Switzerland, Sweden. Inhale and welcome each other, please, with your in-breath. Breathing slowly. And it's like we are one happy team holding hands, collectively pulling the purest of the purest, the holiest of the holiest. breathing slowly, please. More people are joining us. Welcome them. As you inhale and welcome each other, I'm transmitting energy, so please be conscious of that and receive. Inhale slowly, and if I may have one hand on your heart, please place one hand on your heart. The title of today's meditation is Meditation and Healing Applications. So the premise is that you can, as you are, you can be a novice. Today, actually do healing on yourself at least, or someone that you love, regardless of the disharmony that you or a loved one or a friend is experiencing. It could be even cancer. So if you go through the steps and the meditations that we are going together, and it can literally be a marathon meditation or a number of meditations, you can actually heal. That's the premise. There are the steps that need to be taken. People are joining in, so I'm going to go through some of the highlights of the previous class, class number 3, on January 12, 2013, which directly relates to today's class. I'm reading off a printout here, some of the highlights. Meditation allows you to gather information consciously. So, of course, you're always gathering information, but mostly on the subconscious level. But meditation, or let's say Shafa meditation, allows you to gather information consciously. Meditation and the limbic brain. When you relax, the ancient brain, the subconscious mind, relaxes too. And all primordial messages have to do with survivor issues come to a halt. Meditation and healing have one thing in common. They both have the potentiality to dissolve consideration. A very important point. They both have the potentiality to dissolve considerations. I remind those of you that is your first time having a gathering with me that we consider considerations as agents of fear. So when you meditate, your considerations start to dissolve. Therefore, less access to fear. While you're in meditation with your new agreements, the old agreements / consideration cannot be processed. I repeat, while you're with your new agreements, the old consideration cannot be processed. The new space of healing is free from old considerations, fixations. In the new space, environment that you create as a result of meditation, time is altered and stretched. And you can accomplish tasks in a span of a few stretch units of time that otherwise would have taken you maybe even decades or a lifetime to accomplish. Meditation and karma. Karma is the law of cause and effect. So when you meditate, you physically, technically transcend the old planes of realities. Karma comes but cannot get you. You're not in the same planes of reality. Again, karma is the law of cause and effect and not justice. So we all know that what happens in the world outside is a reflection of what happens on the inside. So when you meditate, you're allowing yourself to go above conditions that are deemed permanent, fixed, unchangeable. Agreements and decisions. An agreement enables you to come up with decisions. Decisions and indecisions are primarily the reason people are the way they are. The ones seemingly insane are the ones that cannot come with new agreements. They keep on processing the old agreements. So Shafa meditation allows you to step aside from the old agreements and create a space for your new agreements. So decision can be depicted as choice. You cannot make a decision. You cannot have a choice. You do not have a choice. Self-determinism is the victim here. So whenever you say maybe, just stop. Maybe is indecision, and you cannot truly be. Decision and time have a lot in common. When you make a decision, you have time. Otherwise, there is lack of time or no time. So if you have difficulty making a decision, the root is in time. Not necessarily lack of information. In the previous class, we mentioned the Shafa terminology, reds, like the color red. R stands for repetition, E stands for enthusiasm, D stands for discipline. Very important to methodically and with discipline, at least in the beginning, to apply some of the principles of Shafa meditations. When I say Shafa meditation, the actual Shafa, you know, when I do healing is a meditation too. All my students that do Shafa, they help and heal other people. While they are doing Shafa, they are engaged in a meditation. Shafa 2 is also a meditation. The difference between Shafa and Shafa 2 meditations are that in the first one, I or students of Shafa do like 95% of the work. And in Shafa 2, the individual, the healee, does maybe 80-85% of the work. Inhale slowly, please. In today's class, as well as the previous class, I talk about the importance of physical universe and the physical body. I talked almost extensively about the role of gravity in the physical universe. Gravity warps the environment and how light reaches from point A to point B. Gravity also affects thoughts. Gravity warps thoughts. In higher planes of reality that you can reach as a result of meditation, there is a lot less gravity. so the information reach you unstained. I think we have given people ample time to log in. There still are a few people I'm expecting to join us, but we can start with class number 4. Today is June 29th, 2013. This class is titled Meditation and Healing Application. The idea is for you to use your daily meditation into a fun and productive endeavor that you can enjoy and looking forward to it. Once joy comes to your meditation, then you can treat life as a 24/7 meditation. These meditations are designed for healing. It's not just for relaxation or make do with your daily lives. In fact, what we do in Shafa meditations is healing. Those of you who have done Shafa Harkat is the moving meditation. Those of you who have practiced with me doing Shafa meditations, moving meditation or Harkat, which is similar to maybe Qigong or Tai Chi, you know exactly what I mean. From the get-go, just like any other aspect of Shafa, from the get-go, every movement and every breath is geared towards healing. Shafa meditations are more than relaxation and feeling more comfortable. It makes you really in charge of your relationships, work, finances, your health. In other words, we use Shafa meditation as a way of life. This way of life is going to be as natural to you as eating or drinking or sleeping. The premise is that while you are breathing, eating, drinking, you can naturally and consciously be involved in healing, almost effortlessly, but for sure joyously. Most of you who have been meditating, some on a regular basis, may need more time to really adjust to Shafa meditation. And the ones who are novices, just starting, probably can just take off with meditation. So there is a adjusting time for the ones that are professional meditators. Shafa meditations are organized and full of purpose and fun, but at least initially require discipline and persistence, as I said earlier. Once you agree to have a mindset of doing a Shafa meditation, free from what you have learned, soon enough it becomes your second nature. Now, some of the steps necessary, I'm going to talk about some of the steps necessary for accomplishing really some of these Shafa meditations. But I'm going to have an axiom today. The axiom is that it is a physical universe you're living in, and everything about it is physical. Even your mind is physical and dies with you. Your invisible helpers are not really invisible and not physical and can be seen. So are the angels. Angels are physical. They can be seen. The intelligence that runs you is also physical and can be located and can be seen. This notion or this axiom that everything about the physical universe is physical is extremely powerful. It means we can bring physical healing to all aspects of life. Also, please note that the universe, as we all know, is extremely powerful, beyond all of our imaginations combined. However, the universe is not necessarily by itself very intelligent. The universe is programmed to do what the universe does. And the programmer is the love source. The universe is not God. The Supreme Consciousness has created the universe and is the supreme programmer. In this physical universe of ours, we possess at least three different modes of knowing that we can reach during Shafa meditations or other meditations that are as organized as Shafa meditations. So there are three different modes of knowing. One is knowing through the eye of flesh, your physical eyes, which discloses material, concrete, and sensual world. Then we have the eye of the mind, which discloses symbolic, conceptual, and the linguistic world. Then we have the eye of contemplation, which discloses spiritual, transcendental, and transpersonal world. And that's where we want to reach. These are not three different worlds, but three different aspects of our physical world. They are disclosed by different modes of knowing and perceiving. These three eyes, and I said three eyes, I don't necessarily mean the third eye here. These three eyes are not given simply to a person at once. Rather, they unfold in a developmental sequence from lower to higher, from lower to higher. In the first 2 years of a baby's life, sensory motor intelligence, or the eye of the flesh, develops and evolves to disclose a material world of objects, solids, colors, as well as baby's own feelings and impulses, helping the baby to forget the past lives in preparation for the new games in life, in the new life. Finding the physical balance, coordination, necessary for a successful participation in this lifetime. In the following two decades, as after the first couple of years, the eye of the mind will increasingly start to develop, disclosing the world of ideas, symbols, concepts, images, values, meanings, and intentions. If the development continues beyond the mind via meditative disciplines, then the eye of contemplation starts to open and discloses the world of soul and spirit, of subtle energies and insights, of radical intuition and transcendental illumination. The problem usually with just sitting and trying to meditate, regardless of what modality it is that people try to bypass a few steps. Sometimes it's done in a natural way. We can call those people very gifted. But they usually cross-reference. And they become even more confused after the meditations. They find access to some of the information in the spirit world, and they don't know how to bridge the gap between the physical realm or process the information from the eye of the flesh or the eye of the mind. Everything gets crisscrossed and becomes confusing. The eye of flesh tends to disclose a pre-personal, pre-verbal, pre-conceptual world, a world of matter and bodies. The eye of the mind tends to disclose a personal, verbal, and conceptual world, a world of ego and mind. The eye of contemplation tends to disclose a transpersonal, transverbal, and transegoic world, a world of luminous soul and spirit. The three realms, from matter, body, to ego, mind, to soul and spirit, can collectively be referred as the chain of life in this physical universe of ours. Now, we are going to take steps going towards the eye of contemplation. But first, we do need a warm-up. So all the steps that we are going to take together and breathe together and meditate together can be done in many, many hours, or they can be done in probably 20 minutes or even less. But once you know what you're doing, you're organized, you have a plan of action, then things come together a lot sooner than you ever thought. Some of you, I really am hoping that maybe even today can create miraculous things in your life, or start creating, having the mindset of creating miraculous achievements in your life. It's like planting a seed. We are, let's say, collectively are planting seeds of consciousness here. It may not right away turn into a landmark. It may need to swell and sprout and gradually grow. But it's not necessarily a necessity to do so. So for the warm-up, and in any process, a ritual is really handy and wonderful. It's a ritual of preparation for the next step. We are going to call the warm-up touch and hold. Touch and hold. As we breathe together and meditate together, I may pause. The pauses are designed so everybody can catch up. Touch and hold. The intention is really to let go of at least the most recent accumulated charges in your physical bodies. It allows for the disclosure of material information, the fixation, the sensual. The ritual can last anywhere from a few breaths to maybe even a few hours, just a ritual, and become a meditation by itself. So let's bring our hands towards our head. Let's place the hands on the sides of the head, if at all convenient for you. If not, simply imagine that you place your hands on the sides of your head and inhale. Today, June 29th, officially, you are going to respect your body. The focus is on the in-breath. So when you place your hands on the sides of your head and inhale, it's like you're pulling some of the stuck energies away from your head. So inhaling slowly, stretching the time of inhalation, and pull some of the most recent stuck energies, maybe the ones just for today, out of your head. We are warming up for the next step. Think of your eyes. Your hands could be at the sides of your head. Think of your eyes and start to rotate the eyes all the way up, then to your right side. So we want a circle. Inhaling slowly, thinking of your eyes, the word respect is flickering. Respect, respect, respect. you are respecting your eyes. Maybe you can place your fingers on your eyes as you turn your eyes round and round, slowly, very, very slowly. Do you feel any discomfort or pain, tenderness? Stop. And let's imagine that through your fingertips you can actually pull that tenderness away. Some of you will find it really interesting that with one breath, the tenderness is gone. Keep on moving the eyes. Let's say from up, round, pushing the eyeballs against the eye socket towards the right side. So the right eye goes towards the corner and the left eye comes towards the nose. Turn it a few times. As you're turning your eyes, you're inhaling and pulling some of the stuck energies from the eyes. The eyes are, the retina of the eyes is an extension of the brain. So whatever you think is going to affect your eyesight, your vision, and whatever you see and you look at is going to affect the brain. If there is any tenderness in any of the eyes, then there is a counterpart in the brain. You release the stuck energies from the eyes. It's like you're releasing that part of your brain that is holding to some of the stuck energies. It's a warm-up. Feel your throat. Actually touch your throat. Be conscious of the gift of tactile sensations, please. The throat is the area that historically human beings hold their grief. It's not all in your heart, in your chest. The majority of it goes to your throat and mostly gets concentrated around the right side of the neck. So touch and hold, and as you inhale, it's like you're pulling. Some of the stuck energies most likely have to do with grief out. And you and I are free from having any curiosity whatsoever to see what these griefs are about, to whom they belong, to what setting and conditions they are attached. The idea is just to release the most recent accumulated charges in your throat with respect. So today, officially, you are going to respect you. You are going to officially respect the physical body. Respect brings about understanding. So as you touch and feel your physical body and remove some of the stuck energies, a different level of understanding comes to you in relationship to your own physical body. At some point, you may actually discover that you like that section of your physical body. Touch the area under the left clavicle bone and your left breast. And as you inhale, pull the energies out. As you inhale, it's like you're pulling the stuck energies, maybe just 2 days out. Inhaling slowly, stretching the time of inhalation, pull away. Then as you exhale, set them free. The stuck energies in that area, almost all of them have to do with the stuck energies to do with the female aspect of you, whether you are a male or female. So it's like you're removing some of the stuck energies to do with the female aspect of you, female family members, friends and acquaintances. Do so, please. But be free from having any curiosity whatsoever to see to whom these belong, to what setting and conditions they are attached. So you are doing a hands-on healing on yourself with respect. That brings a different level of understanding as you touch the area under the right clavicle bone, full of stuck energies to do with the male aspect of you, whether you are a male or female. You're releasing, pulling away some of the stuck energies to do with the male aspect of you, male family members, friends and acquaintances. Pull them away and be free from any curiosity to see to what settings and conditions they have anchored. Just release. Touch your chest, maybe tap even on the sternum, tap on the heart, address the heart like you're talking to a person. You may even say, "Hello, radiant one. Hello, dear one, how are you doing?" And as you inhale, you pull out some of the stuck energies accumulated, maybe just today, in the heart region. Anytime we address the heart, we pay homage to her. In Shafa, we give gender to different major collective consciousnesses, to different organs. And heart is a wonderful major she collective consciousness. And she has had two major predispositions, love and hurt. And you're removing the hurt. That's the intention. Clear intention, clear causes. Clear intention, clear causes. So intent clearly, just to pull away as you inhale. You can even move your hand on your heart, and it's like you're pulling some of the invisible strings attached to your heart, and release them. Free from having any curiosity as who put them there, to what settings and conditions is connected. Respecting the heart. Actually think of the word respect. Today, let's say you are going to have a different level of understanding altogether in respect to your heart. When you do that, it's like you have affinity. You really like your physical heart. Not because it's the most, one of the most important aspects of your life. Not because she is the eldest. She is the first organ that has manifested. She helped to co-create the brain and not the other way around. Not because your survivor depends on her. You just like her. She's a very likable entity. So once you show respect, a different level of understanding surface, you start to have affinity with your heart and love, which is everywhere, all of a sudden manifests in itself in a shape and form that you can fathom, you can understand, you can feel it. As you're pulling away some of the stuck energies, maybe even further, deeper down, think about the fallacy of no pain, no gain. It's a fallacy. For those of you who are religious, it actually is blasphemous. No pain, no gain causes you to have pain. It's one of those hypnoses of social conditioning that people just abide by. They create pain in their lives. Pain might bring understanding, but it may not lead to love. This ritual allows you to regain your ability to communicate with all aspects of the universe, including your physical body, and very effectively so. Inhale slowly. Feel approximately the area around the thyroid. Maybe even move your fingers on and around the thyroid from the right side of your neck up towards your chin down towards the left side of your neck. Rotate and feel the skin. Think of your favorite shade of blue. Think that the center of energy, commonly known as the throat chakra, helps you to communicate effectively with the universe. As I mentioned earlier, the universe is extremely powerful. It simply operates based on the programming that it was given to it by Love Source, and is not necessarily very smart by itself. So when you want something, please note, you must be concise, precise, to the point. When you want something, you must be free from all emotions, or it confuses the universe. It will figure out what you want, but it may be decades from now, or maybe not even this lifetime. So inhale slowly, touching the throat around the thyroid, rotating from the right side of you up and down to the left. Think of your favorite shade of blue. Continue with this ritual consciously. Be free from all emotions, wishes, desires, concerns, knowing that concerns are agents of fear. Know that when you want something from the universe, you must use only a few words. Be concise, precise, be free from hope. Why? Is hope a bad thing? Not at all, it's wonderful. It really gives meaning to humanity and humans. But at the same time, when you say, I hope, when I say I hope, it means I don't know. So as you're touching your thyroid, rotating your fingers from the right side up and down to the left, thinking blue, inhaling and pulling some of the stuck energies out, agree to step aside from hope into knowing. Step aside from hope into knowing. Let's officially today step aside from hoping into knowing. Touch your navel, knowing that the cells in and around your navel are exact same cells as the cells in your brain. Rotate your fingers or your hand on and around the navel, from the right side up and down to the left, just like the way you touched your throat. The area is full of brain cells, but the brain cells in there and in the gut have not evolved to self-doubt. The area in the navel, in and around the navel, is full of extremely wonderful, potent healing frequencies, all to do with your female ancestors, going way back to the beginning of time. So when you inhale and inhale, it's like you're removing some of the caps, some of the restrictions, and some of these wonderful healing frequencies to do with your female ancestors start to surface, permeating in the air that you breathe. They grow in size and significance once they are released. And they may look like a nebula, like a cloud, and you inhale them. And they are going to constitute a major oomph, life force behind your intentions. Keep on touching the navel with the intention to pull away some of the stuck energies and release some of those wonderful healing frequencies stuck there, right there. touch the space between the navel and the pubic bone. As you touch, the intention is to pull out. What are you pulling out? Well, the area is full of fear and fright and concerns and considerations. They're agents. So as you put your hand there and rotate from the right side up and down to the left and inhale, stretching, the time of inhalation is like naturally you're pulling some of those stuck energies to do with fear out and away, way away, away from you. Being free from having any curiosity whatsoever as of what they are, to whom they belong, to what settings and conditions they are attached. Just release, pull out, and you are positioning yourself to be on the receiving end of all the healing frequencies pertinent to all your healing processes right now, right here. You're positioning yourself for step two, releasing some of the stuck energies, set them free. Rest them on the moist of your breath, on the magical carpet of your breath and breathing, and as you exhale, set them free. Set them free. We are in step number one, stage number one, doing the ritual, satisfying the eye of the flesh. If you want, touch the area above the tailbone, commonly known as the sacrum, full of insecurities. And if you like, just move your hands across the area. And as you inhale, it's like you're pulling some of the insecurities out. It doesn't matter why they are there. What matters is for you to pull them out. As you inhale, stretching the time of inhalation, and as you exhale, set them free. Within the next few breaths, I let you continue touching. Touch your thighs, touch your hamstrings, the knees, the shins, and the calves. For those of you that can reach the toes, then touch the toes, do the same thing, pull the energies out. I'm going to be silent for the next few breaths, so you're not rushed. And as I'm silent, I'm going to transmit some energies to all of you. You're inhaling with the intention to let go, in preparation for stage two. Inhaling and receiving the purest of the purest as you inhale through air, life force, through your skin, through your chakras, through the energy released as a result of the digestion of the food, receiving the healing frequencies that I'm pouring onto you and the ones I make appear inside you right now. You just receive and at the same time pour. You may want to scan yourself again for a short few breaths and pull. It could be your nose or your toes that you're attending and everything in between. Step two, or stage two, phase two, is while you're paying direct attention to your breathing, you choose a title. Remember, the universe is not very smart. Give the universe a title for your meditation. Titles like excellent health or passionate relationship, abundance. You choose. Give the universe a title. But please agree that once the title is chosen by you, you will stop thinking about the title. I repeat, you are going to stop thinking about the title. Once you choose the title, that's the title. The universe knows where you're going with it. The conscious process of breathing is the doing part of shavasana meditation. Conscious breathing now, inhaling and maybe even raising the muscles of the abdomen, we call this shavasana breathing. As you inhale, you actually raise the muscles of your abdomen. You might have been breathing this way, doing different modalities. Some of you, is the first time that you're breathing this way. Please inhale with the intention to stop analyzing. It helps you to position you to witness and receive what you have intended with your title. Then we are going to do a meditation, and after that, attending to basically the eye of the mind. And after that, another meditation to allow the disclosure of symbols, conceptual understanding, the linguistic, into the eye of contemplation. Inhale slowly, relax. Your hands could be anywhere you like. Loosen up your body parts. You may lie down or sit down in a comfortable chair. You just have done a very good job removing some of the stuck energies in different parts of your physical body. The only reason why you're gathering the experiences that you're gathering. The physical body is truly a God's temple. I repeat, it's the only reason for you to acquire the experiences that you have acquired and your future holy gains in life. Rest with respect. As you're resting, breathing consciously, expanding the chest, giving your precious heart more room, maybe even raise the muscles of the abdomen, think that you can only have what you can imagine. Think you can only have what you can imagine. Imagine looking at a mirror. Look at the mirror. Just like any time you look yourself in a mirror. except that I install the mirror for you 12 years into the future. So you're looking at the mirror, and I'm giving the information that I installed the mirror for you 12 years into the future. You're looking at your mental image picture, at your reflection, at your three-dimensional sculpture of light, at your hologram. You actually are looking at your identical twin made of light. Your identical twin made of light. To simplify it, we call it your IT. Capital I, capital T. Or it. Take a good long look at your IT. Remember, you never get a chance to make a second impression. Make a good first impression on your identical twin. Look at your IT. You have just given birth to your identical twin made of light. It looks just like you, but appears younger by a few years. Light is the blueprint before manifestation. You are a manifestation of light. It is as if you're looking at your blueprint, the precursor before manifestation. Look. Your IT is like you. So you're looking into the future, but at the same time, light is the precursor for manifestation. It seems like it was it before you manifested. It is like you're looking at the past and the future, both at the same time. You're looking at the most powerful healer guru you have ever seen for the following reasons. Your IT is made of light. It is pure and free from all residuals of all the physical realm. It is the blueprint of you before manifestation, materialization. The IT knows all about you, even the kind of things that you may never, ever have a chance to discover about you. Even if you lived 1,000 years. Most importantly, your identical twin is free from all your concerns. As powerful as your IT is, it exists because of you. Its existence depends on you. Just like you are connected to Love Source, your IT is connected to you. It sees you as God. With capital G. You're inhaling, giving your precious heart more room, and as you exhale, you project your heartfelt energies full of respect towards your IT, and it returns the favor at the same time, except that it is at least 7 times more quantitatively. It's like watching karma in action. Whatever you feel right now, your identical twin gets the essence and projects it back at you instantaneously. But it doesn't have the feeling. Your IT is the essence of you. Take a deep breath, stretching the time of inhalation. Look at your IT and start to scan your identical twin, just like a copy machine scans a heavenly document. Do you see patches that are not as bright? Do you perceive maybe gray patches or brown patches anywhere on your identical twin made of light? If you do, take a deep breath and blow your heartfelt energies towards the patch and make it bright. Each time you look at it, the IT gains more light and the intensity of light increases. At a certain point, maybe now, the mirror starts to disappear. It's you and your three-dimensional, the sculpture of light, your artwork. Your identical twin is before you. Be playful. Look at your IT from all directions. Left and right, up and down and all around. If you want, add, remove, change, whatever it is that you want to change. Make your IT as perfect can be. It's your three-dimensional, the sculpture of light. Your chiseling, your IT, with your intention. Making it as perfect can be. It is your artwork. Be playful. You can even change the color of the eyes. Take your time. It's your time. Once you are satisfied with your co-creation, I want you to turn your IT around so you can see your identical twin from the backside. We let everyone to catch up. And while you're catching up, I transmit some holy healing information to you. You have a few breaths to make it as perfect can be. And then turn it around so you can look at it from the backside. Take your time. Add, remove, shift, change. Sculpt exactly as you want, free from all considerations. You are the artist. You are a partner of creation, a co-creator and creator. turn it around so you can look at your identical twin, your masterpiece, from the backside. You can see the back of the head, the neck, the shoulders, the back of the arms, the shoulder blades, the entire back, the sacrum, the hips, buttocks, hamstring, behind the knees, the calves, Achilles tendons. Take a final good look at it. If you want, one final time, scan your IT. Is your identical twin free from patches of gray or maybe brown? Is it really bright and luminant? Be prepared with one inhalation when I tell you to bring your identical twin, your artwork, inside you. Inhaling slowly. Let's take a couple of deep breaths together in preparation for your heavenly guest. Making this physical body of yours, this temple of yours with this lifetime, worthy of your heavenly artwork. It's like you're airing out the physical body, dusting it off, showing respect, understanding, affinity, and lovingly be a wonderful host. With the next inhalation, as you inhale, bring it back towards you, and it comes and sits inside you, buttocks to buttocks first, knees to knees, toes to toes. And then the IT lies down inside you. And the last place is the nose. Juxtaposition your artwork inside you. Let it fit. You just have given your physical body a perfect template of what you want. And the physical body, as of now, starts to change and shape, just like the three-dimensional sculpture of light, that you just created. Then every hour, on the hour, lift the IT away from you and shake it real good. Make it as pure can be, as perfect can be. So every hour and the hour you release your IT from you, maybe 7 feet away from you, shake it real good of impurities and toxins of the physical body. Look at your IT from all directions. Turn it around. And with one inhalation, bring it back again. So every hour on the hour, it may take only a few seconds or a few breaths. Each hour on the hour, and if you forget, just do it. Release and bring it back. Give a new template to your physical body, of how your physical body wants to be, how you want your physical body to be. And your physical body shapes to be just like your identical twin, right now, right here, in the here and now. The shaping starts right now, and you start to see the manifestation. Inhaling slowly, giving your precious heart more room. you and your identical twin made of light together as a team. It's time to announce your presence. Inhaling slowly, and as you exhale, you start saying silently or out loud, I am. You're saying I am, announcing your presence. You're saying I am, but you're free from seeking approval. You stop searching to find out who you are and what is on your path. You are full of love, and you're saying, I am. You're saying, I am. Free from all the emotions, wishes, and desires, free from hope, in a state reaching to knowing, saying, I am, I am. Hear yourself saying, I am. If there are any wishes and desires, or seeking approval, keep on saying, I am, till the I am presence is pure. It's like you're standing tall on the highest peak of the Mount Universe, announcing, I am. With each I am, bolts of violet, the arrows of creation are dispatched to all directions like lightnings. I am, you say, through the loud speakers of the Mount Universe, making your coordinations, the specifications, the exact position known. I am, you say. Each lightning that reaches you is wrapped in frequencies of perfection, with that particular smell of freshness that one experiences during lightnings. The lightnings carrying the germs of subtle creation of form permeates in the air that you breathe, bringing joy in the I am presence. It's like the threefold fire of creation just sparked into a violet flame, manifesting or preparing you to manifest the title that you chose for your healing meditation. You're saying, I am, and dancing around the fire of creation, carefree, dancing in joy and ecstasy. Get intoxicated with love. Breathe in and take the smell of freshness, starting fresh in preparation to say what you want. So silently or out loud, you say, I want. I want. As you say, I want, whatever you ever wanted start to run before you. Some three-dimensional images, pictures, people run before you. And then the flow slows down as you keep on saying, I want, I want, I want. They slow down, and you're like, now you have to search to see what it is that you want. You keep on saying, I want, searching. Then you reach a plane of reality that you say, I want, searching, and you find no need to search. It's like there is nothing that you want, really. When you reach phase number three, you keep on saying, I want. Because as a partner of co-creation, a creator, you want to continue with the holy games of life successfully. Think about the word success now. Think about all your life. Of all the incidences that you've been successful. It could be a small incident, or it could be a hugely magnificent incident, like literally saving someone's life. Think about those successes in your life. Maybe you successfully send an email that you're feeling successful about. Maybe you removed a stain from your favorite clothing. Maybe a smile that you deliver to someone who was going through rough times. And the smile brought a smile to that person, and you felt successful. Maybe you achieved, and you're achieving the height, the zenith of success at work or in your relationship. Think about all the incidences, and there may be thousands of incidents of you being successful. I give you a few breaths to think about all those incidences that you felt successful. It could be any endeavor. Think about those, and as you're thinking, I'm going to send waves upon waves of healing towards you. Receive them well, please, and find more successes. I want you to conjure up as many incidences of success as you possibly can. So you inhale and focus, 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 focus. As you gather the incidents of success, move to the next and the next. It could be a small and tiny incident or hugely important, successful incident. breathing slowly, and you may notice the feeling of success is coming upon you. Some of the feelings are tiny and small. Some of the feelings are huge. Bring them all together as you inhale. It's like each time you inhale, you're packaging these feelings of being successful, from small, tiny, to huge, and everything in between. We are going to bring them all together, add them up, sum them up, so you have one field of success at hand. So you have a successful feeling of success. Have it. Have the feeling of success. You can move your hands back and forth in front of each other. The ball of energy that you all familiar with. Notice that the farther away the hands go, the more you have the feeling of success. Have the feeling of success. Perceive it as a ball. Maybe even violet in color. You can place the feeling, the ball of success, on your head as the next one shapes and forms, or on your heart. Or you can play ball. Throw the ball at someone you love. At someone you care. Play ball. You can superimpose the feeling on you or on anybody, on any condition, on any settings, inflicted, afflicted, conflicted, areas, war zones, within you, without you. You can wear the ball of success like a cloak of healing. Wear your success. Wear your success wherever you go. Especially when you go to sleep. It suits you. You look cool. Wear the cloak of success. The cloak engulfs you and your identical twin made of light. For a successful healing process, wear the cloak. You look chic. You look cool. Wear the cloak. Get comfortable wearing the cloak of healing. You can bring anyone, any condition, under the cloak of healing that you just manifested. Wear the cloak wherever you go, even and especially when you go to sleep. wear the cloak. Maintain the integrity of the cloak, the identical twin, and this only physical body of yours. You've been endowed for this lifetime. For the next few breaths, I'm going to be dispatching healing lights towards you. If you want, please incorporate. Think that especially right now, intention is cause. Intention is cause. Clear intention, clear causes. Clear intentions, clear causes. As soon as you intend, a spark manifests. The spark is a tiny, friendly, healing core, fire. In Shifa, we call it the fire of creation. The more you look at it, the more it gains significance. It grows in size, and it appears as a violet flame. Wherever the violet flame manifests, miracles appear. Arrows of creation from all directions, carrying the germs of subtle creation of form. Of the form, you have given it a title. Come. The focal point is you. And they materialize. Materialize. And you realize that you indeed are a partner of creation, a co-creator and a creator. Wear the cloak, intent. You are free from all wishes and desires. You are free from all concerns. You are free from hope. You are in knowing, intent, manifest. No. Intent. Manifest. No. Observe the past, the future, in the here and now. Right now, right here. Right now, right here. I'm going to continue transmitting healing lights, more healing lights towards you, to help you maintain your cloak, your identical twin. Remember, every hour on the hour, you raise your identical twin, your heavenly artwork, away from you. Shake it real good. Create all the changes. Chisel it with your intention, with love, and bring it back. You can give a new template to your physical body every hour on the hour. Many times a day, if you want. You know what you want. rest, receive, maintain the integrity of your co-creation. Receive, replenish, recuperate, rejuvenate, be a silent observer.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you.